Absolutely. Suicide is probably the most preventable cause of death that we know. It's about knowing the signs. It's about understanding, you know, having that conversation. It's about being able to offer yourself and knowing that I'm not a clinician. Yet, having simple conversations, and even if someone is feeling like they're suicidal or they're really struggling, being that friend, being that person to help them to find care is so valuable. There was a lady that told me, and I carry this with me everywhere. She said, you know, she said, when I got cancer, or when my father had cancer, everyone brought me soup. Everyone was so, you know, they offered to take my dad to the treatment. They offered to clean his house for him. They offered to do this. When my daughter got bipolar, everybody backed away. We have to break that stigma, and we've got to be able to, you know, treat folks who, you know, who have family members who might themselves be struggling with the same care that anyone with a cold, as you mentioned, or a broken arm, or whatever other kind of physical ailment that you might have. We got to treat folks, you know, the same as someone with a physical health condition.